Blog Talk Radio.
See, lady, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things I've been messing with my head, but you're caressing, release pain, distressing, and instead of concentrating on situations, I'm facing steady pacing and I'm making no moves.
I'm hesitating and I'm nervous,
but that one word just
feels like it's gonna be alright.
I can make it through the night.
Don't worry, mama said, or that.
Am I calling?
Oh, man, good one. I got from the end of the phone, but I think I should have hit the number. Hey.
Good evening.
Hey there.
Good evening.
It's just us and you.
Huh?
It's just us and you.
Okay.
You,
I was trying to call y'all to see if y'all needed me to dial into the host number, so if y'all see my number, y'all phone.
Yeah, we couldn't get to it quick enough.
Huh?
We couldn't get to the phone before it hung up.
Yeah, I saw y'all had called in.
Oh, I saw that. How was your day?
It was pretty good.
Good, good.
Got there.
How
morning.
Was yours?
Good, relaxing. I thought I wanted to do something, but I couldn't get my lazy butt up. I wanted to get up and do something, but I couldn't get up off the couch to save my life. I was more tired than I realized. What number should we be reading it, Loretta? You remember?
I have 3516, but I thought Aunt Betty's supposed to have been doing it.
I don't know if she's going to be there.
I don't know. You know, we got
anniversary.
The anniversary day.
Oh, here she comes.
Oh, there she is.
Good evening. Hey, Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening.
On the phone, honey. On the telephone.
Auntie Betty, you doing the reading for numbers?
Yes.
Okay, we're ready.
Okay. I'm reading Numbers chapter 35, starting at verse 15. It said, these six cities shall be the refuge, both for the children of Israel, and for the stranger, and for the sojourn among them, that everyone that killeth any person unaware may flee. And if he smite him with an instrument of iron, so that he dies, he is a murderer, and the murderer shall surely be put to death. And if he smite him with the thorn of stone, wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer, and the murderer shall surely be put to death. If he smite him with an hand weapon of wood, wherewith he may die, and he die, he is a murderer, and the murderer shall surely be put to death. The revenger of blood himself shall slay the murderer. When he meeteth him, he shall slay him. But if he tussle him or hate or hurl at him by laying away, that he die. And the enemy smite him with his hand, that he die. He that smite him shall surely be put to death. For he is a murderer, and the avenging of blood shall slay the murderer when he meet him. But if he touch him certainly without intimate, he have cast upon him anything without slaying away. Or with any stone wherewith a man may die, seen him not, and cast it upon him, that he died, and was not his enemy, neither sought him harm. When the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the revenger of blood, according to these judgments, and the congregation shall deliver the slayer out of the hand of the revenger of blood, and the congregation shall restore him to the city of his refuge, whether he was led or he shall abide it unto the death of the high priest, which was anointed with holy oil. But if he slay, shall not any time come without a border of the city which he refused, whether he was slain. And the refuse of blood find him without a border of the city, him refuse. And the revenge of the blood kill the slayer. He shall not be guilty of the blood, because he should have remain in the city of his refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, the slayer shall return into his own land and his possession. These things shall be for the statute of judgment unto throughout your generation in all your dwellings. Whosoever kills any person, the murderer shall be put to death by the mouth of witnesses, but one witness shall not testify against any person to cause him death. Moreover, he shall take no satisfaction for the life of a murderer, which is guilty of death, but he shall be surely put to death. And ye shall take no satisfaction for him that is fled to the city of his refuge, that he should come again to dwell in the land until the death of the priest. So ye shall not pollute the land wherein you are, for the blood is defiled the land, and the land cannot be cleansed of the blood that is shed therein. But by the blood of him that is shed, defile not therefore the land which you shall inhabit, wherewith I dwell, for I the Lord dwelleth among the children of Israel. I read the entire chapter of 35. May the Lord add a blessing upon the reading of his word.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Loretta, who did you have for opening prayer?
I just thought you was going to do roll call first. Who I had for the opening prayer? No one volunteered.
Okay.
No one volunteered for anything else, any other parts.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't even discuss that with you guys.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Okay.
Thank you.
evening. We have Auntie Dodge, Auntie Betty, Loretta, Hubert, Mom, and myself online. Welcome, everyone.
Amen, amen,
amen. Amen,
amen. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Amen. For this is a day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, if everyone would bow their head for the blessing of the prayer line, please.
Get started. Lord, we trust in your unfailing love, in your promises. Give this day and all that it holds to you. May we walk in your goodness, knowing your gentle hand will guide us and keep us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Let's
go ahead and get started with our program. We'll go ahead and
start out with Auntie Dot.
Mm-hmm. Auntie Dot? Oh, okay. I didn't hear you.
Okay. You're breaking up, Auntie.
I am.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
yes,
you're here.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Revelation 21, 1 through 6. When I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea, I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautiful dress for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or moaning or crying or pain, for the old order of things had passed away. He who had seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are worthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirst, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading out of Revelation, I see God. Okay, our next we'll go with Loretta.
Yes, my reading is coming out of the Daily Bread, and it says, live, pray, and love. You can get the readings out of Romans 12. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. As God, people commit to being faithful in prayer, he empowers us to live in harmony with one another. When we depend on prayer, we can commit to living out our faith and loving all who are made in God's image. As we cry out to God, he'll help us break down barriers and build bridges of peace with our neighbors. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Loretta, for that out of Romans. Next we have Auntie Betty.
Yes. I'm coming out the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, starting at verse 2. It said, for the length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy or truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be healthy to thy neighbor, and marrow to thy bone. Honor the Lord with thy first substance, and with the first fruit of all thy increase. So shall the barn be filled with plenty, and thy press shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be worried of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading out of chapter 7.
What book?
Chapter 7. Go and tell my servant David. This is what the Lord said. For you the one who house to dwell in, I have not dwelled in the house from the day I brought the Israelites up out of Egypt to this day. I have been moving from place to place with the tent as my dwelling. Wherever I have been with the Israelites, did I ever say to any of their rulers, whom I command to shepherd my people Israel, why have you not built me a house of cedar? Now then, in the servant David, this is what the Lord Almighty said. I took you from the pastures and from following the flock to be ruler over my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you have gone, and I have cut off all your enemies from before you. Now I will make your name great, like the name of the great men of the earth. And I will provide a place for my people Israel, and will plant them so that they can have a house or a home of their own and no longer be disturbed. Wicked people will not oppress them anymore, as they did at the beginning, and have done ever since the time I appointed Israel leaders in Israel. You also will be rest from all your enemies. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Hubert, I will go next. And I'm going to read 134, verse 1 through 3, a song of absence. Praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who minister by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who is the maker of heaven and earth. Amen.
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 Okay, I'm coming out of Psalm 8, 1 through 9. And the subject is the majesty of God. When reflecting on the meaning of the word majesty, we are reminded that it is pure sense. It can be applied to no one other than God. For who other than God has absolute sovereignty and power? This Psalm of David allowed us to resist, to revisit words such as power, glory, praise, and excellence. Every one of these words should lead us to meditate on God's goodness and majesty. Although the assembly community worship God, our Lord, David also know him personally. O Lord, before we can take a sovereignty, God, to the world, we must make sure that we have embraced him personally. There is no more fitting phrase of glorified our Lord than how majesty. When we realize how majesty the name of God is, we are really saying how much we value God. When we realize how majesty the name of God is, we are saying that we realize how broad, how large, and how powerful Yahweh is. Psalm 8:1 reminds us of all encompassing presence of God's handwork, a blazing sun, a shining moon, a starry night, and a growing grass. Although our God is immediately involved in the creation, he is more concerned about people than plants, more interest in soul than stars, more interest in us than the universe. Without a doubt, this is why the summit concludes excellent, the way that it began. O Lord, my Lord, how majesty is your name in all the earth. When we talk about the majesty of God, we must say hallelujah to your name and thank you for your love. For it is this majesty that God that make our very existence possible. Amen.
Amen.
And thank you for that reading, Mom, out of Psalms 8. Great. So next we'll have Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all that you do for Auntie Wally, Auntie Betty, Auntie Marie, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Sister Angela and family, Sister Shirley and family, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, the Laitler family, the Thomas family, the Allen family, the Verner family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Browns family, the Peters family, Essie Mayen family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Slappy family, Charlie and family, Ruth Edwards, the Ross family, Mary Ann and family, the Johnson family, the Simmons family, Vanessa and family, Desert Kendrick, McClure family, Moody family, Moore family, Cody family, LaTanya and family, Jarrell and family, Lenny and family, Franklin family, the Williams family, Eric, Brian, Tony, DeMarcus, Malachi, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being our healer and our provider. We ask that you continue to give us the strength that we need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we thank you for your love and your patience. Father God, we plead the precious blood over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Loretta. Next, we'll acknowledge our birthdays for May 19th through May 25th.
Actually, we need to go back to the 12th because we missed that. We missed last week.
Okay.
From the 12th to the 25th.
Got it. Thank you. All righty. Let me see what I have here. I have DeMarcus Nellens. Is that May 14th?
Yes.
Okay. Also, Jordan Slappy on the 14th. I have a Betsy on the 15th. I have Regina Cody on the 16th. And I have Austin on the 23rd. Are there any other birthdays that I overlooked?
Frank.
Your
baby? Your grandbaby on the
14th?
No, Rita.
Regina.
Oh,
no, his was on the
3rd. Frank on the 14th?
Who? Yes.
Okay.
Who did you say?
Frank. Regina's children's dad.
Yes, the 14th.
Oh, okay. Frank.
What about the when is Leroy? Is it the 10th or the 16th?
Who's?
Leroy.
Oh, the 10th. I'm sorry. Yeah, the 10th.
Couldn't read my writing. Okay. All righty, quite a few birthdays.
Amen. Amen.
See, let's Hubert, would you do us the honor?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Anymore. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
For that, Hubert. All righty. We'll move right along to the second part of our program. If you have any poems or songs or testimonies or additional Bible verses you would like to share, just say something. If not, by your name, just say pass. Let's start off with Auntie Betty.
Okay, I'm going to try to sing a song tonight.
Amen.
Let it be real. Let it be real. Let it be real. Oh, let it be real. Everything you do for Jesus, let it be real. Sometime up floor, sometime down, sometime almost to the ground. But everything you do for Jesus, let it be real. Oh, let it be real. Let it be real. Let it be real. Oh, let it be real. And everything you do for Jesus, let it be real. When you sing, let it be real. When you sing, oh, let it be real. And everything you do for Jesus, let it be real. When you pray, let it be real. When you pray, oh, let it be real. And everything you do for Jesus, let it be real. When you serve, let it be real. When you serve, let it be real. And everything you do for Jesus, let it be real. Let it be real. Let it be real. Let it be real. Oh, let it be real. And everything do for Jesus, let it be real. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
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 Let it be real.
Amen.
Amen. Let it be real.
Thank you for the beautiful song, Auntie Betty. Let it be real. Okay, next we have Mom.
Okay, I'm coming out of the red book, red prayer book, and I'm going to read the prayer of Armor of God prayer. Heavenly Father, I am thankful for your mighty armor that you have provided for me. I put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, and the girdle of truth, sandals of peace, and the shield of faith which protect me from all the fiery darts of the enemy. And I pick up the sword of the Spirit, the word of God, that I will use it against all the forces of the evil in my life. I place on my feet the sandals of peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I ask you, Lord, to be my guide and my shield around me. Take me into the cliff of the rock and underneath your mighty wings, according to Psalm 91. I put on your mighty armor and live and pray in complete dependence upon you, and pray in the Spirit at all times and on all occasions. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen.
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 And thank you for that prayer on the armor of God, Mom. Okay. And next we'll have Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm coming out of John chapter 13, verse 31 to 35. When he was gone, Jesus said, "Now the Son is man is glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will glorify the Son in himself, and will glorify him at once. My children, I'll be with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and just as I told the Jews, so I tell you now, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give you. Love one another as I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone would know that you are my disciples if you love one another." Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot, from John 13. All right. Next, we'll have Loretta.
First, I have a praise report and a poem. Just want to let everyone know that my grandson is graduating Wednesday from middle school to high school. He will be officially a freshman. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. The poem I have is for mothers. The poem for moms. A true mother's love. A mother's love is unconditional and patient. It will never fade. A mother's love is warm and compassionate, even in the shade. A mother's love will always help you through the weakest hour. A mother's love is always like a bouquet of flowers. A mother's love is strong and would never steer you wrong. A mother love is beautiful in many ways. A mother love is sincere, and it takes a mother love to conquer our fears. A true mother love knows the depth of love. A true mother love is unconditional, just like God's love. Our mother love is absolutely all of the above, and I pray that you all had a happy Mother's Day. Amen.
Amen.
Beautiful.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Loretta, for that beautiful poem. Next, I have Hubert.
I'm coming to you from the Red Prayer Book.
Amen.
Yes,
for prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you now in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I bow and worship before you. I come to you with praise and with thanksgiving. I come to you in humility, in fear, and in trembling and seeking truth. I come to you in gratitude, in love, and through the precious blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Know that two or more are praying. Heavenly Father, we come to you in one accord in the name of the Lord Jesus, according to Matthew 18:19. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for the good book. Alrighty. I will go last, and I'm going to try to sing a song.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart to the depth of my soul. Yes, Lord. Completely yes. My soul says yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, from the depths of my soul, yes, Lord. Completely, yes, my soul, yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That actually concludes our program today. Does anyone have anything else to share before we go into the closing prayer?
I would like to ask for takers on reading parts for next week before we go into the closing prayer. We have Numbers, opening prayer. We have the sick and shut in. We have the closing prayers. Anyone wants to take on reading those parts?
I do the closing prayer.
Who is that?
Auntie Betty.
Auntie Betty doing the closing prayer. Okay.
I do Numbers.
Okay, Hubert Numbers. Okay. All right. Okay, praise God. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. I'll go ahead with the closing prayer. Lord, your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We thank you that we can live in your light and walk in your truth. May the things that you have revealed and thoughts that we have shared dwell in our hearts and stir us to action, Lord. We ask all this in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Okay, well, that concludes our program for the day. We pray that there was something shared that will help us all through our busy week. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House. Bless America, Israel, and other nations, our school, and our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. We love you all, and good night. And we pray that you all had a happy Mother's Day.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Everyone, we love you all, and good night.
Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Love you all. Good night.